So state-of-the-art models, best in class, can't break 50% on making a chart. That's where we are. Welcome to Exploring Next, episode 353. We're looking at DV World, a new benchmark for data visualization agents, and the numbers are kind of brutal.
Yeah, and I think the reason it stings is that visualization feels like it should be a solved problem by now. Like, you hand a model a table and say, make me a bar chart. That works fine. But that's not what anyone actually does at work.
Right, and that's exactly the problem the paper is calling out. Everything that's been benchmarked so far is basically clean data in, one chart out in a code sandbox. Nobody's testing the other 80% of the job.
The paper names three specific failure modes. Environmental decoupling. Agents don't understand native spreadsheet object models. Creation-only myopia. Every benchmark is one-shot generation. Nobody's tested whether a model can revise a chart when requirements shift. And perfect intent assumptions. Benchmarks hand models a fully specified prompt, but real users don't do that.
That third one, I feel that every single sprint. Someone files a ticket that says, make the dashboard better, and you're just supposed to know what that means.
Exactly. So DV World splits into three domains. DV Sheet is the native spreadsheet track. The agent has to create charts with dynamic cell range bindings, diagnose and repair broken chart objects, and arrange multiple charts into a coherent dashboard layout across sheets.
Okay, so this is genuinely hard. Fixing a broken chart binding in a real workbook is not a vibe. That's debugging.
DV Evol is about cross-framework migration. You give the agent a reference chart image and a new data set, and it has to reproduce and adapt that chart in a different language or framework. Five paradigms total. Python, VegaLite, D3.js, and a couple others. The point is testing whether a model actually understands visualization logic or if it's just pattern matching on syntax.
So you can't just memorize matplotlib signatures. You have to actually get what a stacked bar chart is trying to communicate and then express that in D3.
That's the test, yeah. And DV Interact is the conversational one. A user simulator generates deliberately ambiguous requests, and the agent has to ask clarifying questions, maintain state across the conversation, and land on a visualization that matches what the user actually wanted, not what they literally said.
And how do you even grade that? Like, did the agent ask the right questions? Is not a unit test.
The evaluation is a hybrid. Table value alignment checks that the numbers in the output chart match the source data. Hard prerequisite before you even care about aesthetics. Then a hierarchical MLLM as a judge setup scores visual semantics and layout compliance against expert annotated rubrics.
MLLM as a judge is getting used everywhere, and I'm never totally sure how much to trust it, especially for something as subjective as, does this dashboard look professional?
That's fair. The expert annotated rubrics help. It's not just vibes. But I'd want to see the human agreement numbers in detail before I fully trusted the aesthetic dimension. The data fidelity side, I buy more easily.
Fair. So what do the actual results look like? Because you mentioned 50% earlier.
Worse than 50%, honestly. DV Sheet peaks at 40.48. DV Interact also 40.43. DV Evol is the best at 51.44. But still, these are the best available models. Main bottleneck in DV Sheet is managing native object models and dynamic bindings. In DV Evol, it's semantic brittleness. In DV Interact, it's state consistency across turns.
So if you're building a BI copilot right now, this is basically a map of where your agent is going to fall apart.
That's exactly how I'd use it. Before you ship anything to users, run your agent against DV Sheet's repair tasks. If it can't fix a broken chart binding, it's going to embarrass you in production.
All right, Cody, build next. What do you actually do with this?
Three things. First, the project page is live at dv-world-project.github.io. The dataset and task specs are public, so you can pull the benchmark and start running evals against whatever model you're using. Second, If you're building anything with spreadsheet agents, go straight to the DV Sheet task and specifically the DV Sheet Fix subset. Run your current agent against those repair tasks and see where it breaks. It'll tell you more than any synthetic benchmark you've been.
I like that last one. It's a weekend project that actually tells you something real, not just, look, my model made a pie chart.
The bar for impressing yourself with AI charts is way too low right now. This raises it.
40%. State of the art. Okay, that's exploring next. Go break some chart bindings.